This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1494. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded January 7th, DXN station news from Myanmar, Sudan, Tajikistan, transmitters off the air in Argentina, Belgium, Greece, New Mexico, Florida, on the air, Antarctica, Madagascar, WTWW, strike at RFI, Slovakia gets funding, program tips from Canada and New Zealand, KGBC sells out the CRI and the propagation outlook. We have not seen any reports of LRA 36 Antarctica since October 29th when it was heard in Brazil, so assumed it was probably off the air, as happens periodically, but it usually comes back. Finally, on January 6th at 1923 UT during a regular afternoon check, I was finally hearing a very weak signal on its distinctive frequency, 15476, but it was too weak to make out any modulation. So I asked members of the DX Listening Digest group if anyone else was hearing it. Mark Schiefelbein in Missouri was hearing it, and he could tell it was in Spanish from 1943 past 2005 UT, in and out of the noise and fading after 1950. So it looks like LRA 36, the only station in Antarctica, is back on the air, 15476. The usual schedule is Monday through Friday only, between 18 and 21 UT. Coincidentally, on almost the same date, it turns out, RAI in Argentina went off the air, so we can no longer compare reception from those two countries on the same band, 15345. In early January, I noted that there had been no sign of that frequency or its one on 25 meters, 11711 variable, for quite a few weeks. So I asked Gabriel Ivan Barrera about it. He does a DX program for the external service. He investigated and then replied the next day. Regarding the shortwave frequencies, 11710 and 15345, unfortunately, I have to confirm that since October 27th, they are off the air due to technical problems in the General Electric transmitter, which is a very old one, which has reached the end of its useful life. The bureaucracy delayed a month in approving the purchase of a new transmitter, and another month passed since the manufacturer promised to deliver it. Meanwhile, RAI broadcasts can be heard only on the Internet. That includes English at 18 and 02 UT, weekdays only. However, we know that their other transmitter is still functioning because it's been reported. It has a call sign just five digits away from the one in Antarctica, LRA 31 on 6060. It's reported measured 5 hertz low and varying, according to Giampiero Bernardini in Italy, using his Perseus. This was January 3rd at 2110. In Spanish, actually with the Radio Nacional domestic service relay. You won't hear the external service, I think, on that frequency unless they have the good sense to move it down there in the meantime. 6060 also reported by Chuck Boland in Florida, January 6th, at 2325 to 2335 with Tango Music. Always a good clue that you're listening to Argentina in Spanish as well. But interference from other stations, especially a problem on 6060. And by the way, when Bernardini was hearing it at an earlier hour, there was also a carrier from the Brazilian 31 hertz lower than the Argentine. Among the many excellent catches reported by Walter Salmaniv during his latest visit to his retreat on the Haida Gwaii Islands of British Columbia over New Year's, is Radio Simban in Australia, 2368.485. heard December 30th at 14:55, and much better on January 2nd at 16:18 with Greek music. That's the low-power ethnic station in New South Wales. Back in NSW itself, David Sharp says Radio Simban is at times very strong, and so he was looking at the more recent addition to the 120-meter band, 2355, where there is supposed to be an Australian station. He says at 0804UT, although it faded down for an ID, he was hearing something on the 30th of December, playing a happy birthday song. Presumably that new station, New South Wales testing, but very low power it must be. Nothing yet heard on the other frequency mentioned, 3210. Walt Salmaniv was looking for the new Burmese service that Radio Australia is starting at 16:03 UT on 11980 January 2nd via the Darwin transmitter. But all he was hearing was English, and in fact they were relaying ABC local radio rather than Radio Australia itself, which they seem to be doing a lot during December and January in the late evening or our morning hours. Although I've yet to confirm it by monitoring, the new January program schedule of Austrian radio, found by Imber Gaviria, still shows in fine print those little bitty English and French newscasts between 07:08 and 07:15 UT weekdays on 6155. They had been repeating these during the evening broadcast to North America and South America on the external service, 7325. Joe Hannon in New Jersey looked for those at the earliest opportunity, UT January 5th at midnight 39, but it stayed in German. No more English news during that half hour. And presumably the same after 0100 to South America on 9840. From January 1st, the German service of Radio Belarus is being relayed by the low-power transmitter in Germany at Euskirchen on 6005 from 07 to 09 UT. Sergei S. heard that announced on their broadcast direct from Belarus. That's a relay via Radio 700. It might seem pointless with that little bit of power, but Stefan Shaw in Germany says they have a fully functional 20-kilowatt transmitter as well, which they've not yet been able to put on the air due to problems with the electricity supply. But with a paying client such as Radio Belarus, they may have enough money to power up that transmitter as well. Walt Salmaniv in BC, Jorge Freitas in Bahia, Brazil, and I were all listening for the final broadcast on shortwave from Belgium, 9970, the French service RTBF, which concluded 2 minutes later than planned at 22:17 UT, December 31st. Reception, however, was very poor, so we could not say if they were especially saying goodbye to listeners. Jorge Freitas in Bahia congratulates the National Observatory in Rio de Janeiro, which started time signals a few months ago on 10,000 kilohertz. At first, there were a lot of problems, he says, but now the signal is much improved and has been reported from all over the world. He says he hears it most of the day, with a strength varying from weak to good, and the modulation is good. The power is supposedly only 100 watts, and they announce the time every 10 seconds in Portuguese. It would be fun to go over some of the unusual and interesting programming heard on New Year's Eve. Trouble is, it's not repeatable for another 50 or 51 weeks, and will you remember then what I said now? Instead, I suggest you read all about it in the first 2010 issue of DX Listening Digest via worldofradio.org, upon which this program is based. Ricky Leong reminds us that a new season of Age of Persuasion has started on CBC Radio 1. That's the series about advertising, and it's always fun to listen to, presented by Terry O'Reilly. The schedule now on CBC Radio 1 is Saturdays at 10.05 a.m. local time and repeated Mondays at 11.32 a.m. local, which gives it 10 distinct air times each week on webcasts from each time zone in Canada. And we assume they'll eventually be made available on demand and as podcasts. Check out the current blog, www.cbc.ca/ageofpersuasion/. It seems that the Brazilian time signal station, call letters PPE, by the way, although I don't think they use them on the air, has an unexpected companion just 10 kilohertz away on 9990, the third harmonic of CHU in Ottawa. Again reported by Terry Kruger in Florida at 1234 UT January 2nd. He was also hearing the second harmonic on 6660. It was just a threshold signal on 9990. The other transmitters seem to be behaving, not heard on harmonics 7850 and 14670. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania was also hearing 6660 January 3rd at 1630. Artie Bigley sends a report from the Galveston Daily News January 5th that KGBC 1540 in the Texas coastal city has suddenly turned itself over to China Radio International. In fact, all the airtime on the station have been leased out for CRI relays. As they're making further inroads to domestic relays near some of the bigger American cities. Although KGBC is only 5 kilowatts, I suppose it gets into most of Houston. In the daytime, that is, but not at night when power is much reduced. This development has been received rather negatively in the DX press. At his Haida Gwaii de-expedition, Walt Samaniev was far enough north to find the medium wave band open all day long right through the noon hour from the other side of the world, as incredible as that seems to those of us further south. For example, he was hearing Radio Sawa via Djibouti on 1431 kilohertz January 2nd at 1839 UT and at 1854. He also heard Radio Djibouti on 1539, January 2nd at 1933. Shortwave frequency of Djibouti, well, that's relatively easy, 4780, December 29th at 1727. And January 3rd at 1512. Workers at Radio France International have gone on strike again, which I assume means much more music on the transmissions still radiating. Yimber Gaviria sent us a story originating with AFP on January 6th. Mike Cooper, who follows RFI closely, says the RFI Riposte website has an AFP story of December 22nd saying four labor unions called for an unlimited strike against RFI beginning January 7th. The unions object to plans by 270 employees to retire when a reorganization plan would have fired 201 of them. The labor organizations say 270 departures is too many to allow RFI to continue to function. The AFP story says broadcasts in German, Polish, Laotian, and Albanian ended on December 19th. Programs in Turkish, only on Internet, were scheduled to end December 31st. Programs in Serbo-Croat are being broadcast through an affiliate. There are a number of reports from various French news outlets, Mike says, confirming the strike is still set to take place, with a meeting called January 7th among RFI staff and with France's culture minister and RFI management to take place the next day. So apparently, as we record early UT Thursday, there's still a possibility the strike could be averted. Via shortwave, FM, AM, satellite, and Internet, This is World of Radio number 1494. Our address, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702 USA, where you may send a check in the mail as Frederick Jodry did. Many thanks for his financial support. Or PayPal is available at this address, WORADIO@yahoo.com. John Babbis in Maryland, a constant monitor of the Voice of Greece, found 9420 missing since December 28th. One of their transmitters is definitely off the air, meaning at any given time they can only be broadcasting on two frequencies instead of three. And during most of the day, one of those is dedicated to the Macedonian station on 9935 or 7450. You may still hear 9420 at certain hours, as another frequency may be off the air, as observed by Wolfgang Büschel. On January 5th, at 1442 UT, there was one signal still making it through on 90 meters, although quite weak, 3325, which meant it had to be either Papua New Guinea or Indonesia. Fortunately, John Wilkins in Colorado, reporting to Cumbre DX, was listening at the very same time, and he was quite sure it was RRI, Palangkaraya, Indonesia, heard from 1420 past 1500. According to Atsunori Ishida's website, tracking the latest Indonesian scheduling, it's on the air until a few minutes after 1600 UT. Usually checking somewhat after 14 UT the past week, I've been hearing no signal at all from the Voice of Indonesia on 9526 variable. So I figured they were off the air again. However, Atsunori Ishida, who's been monitoring this as well from Japan, says they've usually been on the air with the English program around 13 to 14 UT, but then closing down instead of continuing in Malay. We usually hear another transmitter at the same Chimangas site, RI Jakarta, on 9680, which stays on until 1457 with a domestic relay. However, it too has had some low modulation problems lately, also reported by Chuck Boland in Florida when he was listening at 0931 with almost non-existent audio on a strong carrier. And the Senate reports at Media Network, as the Iranian opposition continue protests against the regime, there are signs of growing unease at the heart of government in Tehran. Jamming of a satellite carrying the BBC's Persian television service began about December 20th, and the U.S. government's international broadcasts to Iran are now also being subjected to deliberate interference. Satellite jamming, of course, is a serious thing, as it's very difficult to jam just one particular satellite TV service without disrupting others on the same transponder. So we wonder if Iran will continue to get away with this and still have access to satellites for its own domestic broadcasts. There may be increased jamming on shortwave as well. At least there are penalties for listening to shortwave from abroad. I heard a news item on Radio France International saying that people caught listening to VOA, BBC, Radio Farda, or Israel Radio, which still broadcasts in Persian on shortwave, would be considered counter-revolutionaries and subject to incarceration. This was shortly after I myself happened to be listening to the Persian broadcast from Israel on 13850. That was January 5th at 1518. Last week, the big news was that because of a fire, the Madagascar relay station of Radio Netherlands was off the air, but they hope to be back on the air within a week. And in fact, they were in stages on January 2nd, and the Senate reported at Media Network that the 50-kilowatt transmitter was back on the air. The two 250s had already returned to the air, leaving the fourth one, another 250, which had some damage, still needing to be repaired. Lots of substitute transmissions were arranged for that week or more to cover the downed facility temporarily, both for Radio Netherlands broadcasts and for those of a number of other stations which had been depending on Madagascar. Some of those may still be in effect for a bit longer. You can always find the latest about this at the top of the Media Network blog. That's blogs.rnw.nl/Media Network. Giampiero Bernardini in Italy has been monitoring the morning broadcast from Myanmar Radio in Burma, signing on at midnight 30 UT on 7200. January 4th, fair reception. Back on December 29th, he measured the frequency as 7200.104 variable. However, it was slowly drifting downwards to 7200.101 at midnight 52 and 7200.097 at 0105. That date had a fair to good signal. He also heard at midnight 10 the 5915 frequency, and that was on the 5th of January, and the Army radio station on 5769.993 variable, January 5th, also at midnight 30, starting its programming with a trumpet. That frequency was slowly drifting as well. Fred Waterer recommends one of these summer replacement programs temporarily on Radio New Zealand called Matinee Idol, I-D-L-E. The website says they let the hosts loose in the asylum. We get to be the guys testing outer limits of listener patience, and we benignly abuse the privilege. They let us play whatever we want. It's every radio presenter's dream. It starts at 23:35 UT on weekdays, that is UT Sundays through Thursdays, and it runs until 0300, when the shortwave frequency is 15720. Checking the schedule, I think it actually runs until 0400, but they pause for what they call a classic concert between 02 and 03. The video equivalent of Voice of Russia, called Russia Today, or RT for short, seems to be making an increasing impact. They have a 24-hour service in English, and they were recently attacked by Bill O'Reilly on Fox, as Sergey S. points out. And furthermore, RT has just launched a continuous service in Spanish, according to a report via Yumber Gaviria. They also have an Arabic service, making some news was their attempt to advertise themselves in the United States at airports. However, the content of some of these ads was turned down. Check this website, rt.com/ads. Mike Barraclough says, Edwin Southwell wrote me advising he'd heard on the air that Radio Slovakia International did get future funding. Then Mike found an item on their website dated December 21st. Representatives of Slovak Television and Slovak Radio signed framework agreements with the Culture Ministry. The two organizations will receive funds toward making programs. The deals were signed by the Culture Minister and the General Directors for a period of 5 years. At least 10 mega euro per year will flow into Slovak Television, while radio will receive 4 mega euro annually. The funds cover expenditures incurred by TV in producing almost 400 programs, such as fairy tales, documentaries, and films. Slovak Radio will put the money towards making over 8,000 programs related to music, religion, education, and documentary work. And finally, it says, support for broadcasting in 6 foreign languages via Radio Slovakia International is also included in the subsidy. The only English broadcast to North America is currently at 01 to 130 on 6040. Earlier, I mentioned Burma still using 7200 kilohertz, which is supposed to be no man's land, boundary between the amateur and the broadcast bands. But here's another station still using it, Sudan. Walt Salmaniv, from his de-expedition in BC, heard RTVC December 30th at 1847 with African and Arabic sounding music. and it was measured on 7200.02 by Dave Valco on his D expedition in Pennsylvania. Poor Affair with great local music at 0747 January 1st. 60 meters had lots of intriguing gray line signals January 1st at 1335 UT here in Oklahoma. Most of them were quite weak. Many of the frequencies matched up with India, but a couple of others matched up with each other as Tajikistan, 4765, with some weak music and flutter. That would be the Tajik radio home service number one, and 4975 with an Asian language and playing some Borodin music. That's the Voice of Russia relay in Pashto and Dari. America's newest shortwave station just barely made it on the air in 2009. George McClinock tells me that he got WTWW on the air a few minutes before midnight as the year was changing on 5755 with its first test transmission, and has made several since then. We were able to detect it January 6th at 0235. Still working on getting the transmitter functioning properly up to full power. He says he's taking the necessary time to get everything right rather than making it a rush job. There's a video of the work on the modulator showing what it looks like inside the building at the website wtww.us. Meanwhile, nothing much has been heard from America's second newest shortwave station over the past week, WJHR on 15550. Also missing from all three of its frequencies during several checks has been KJES in New Mexico on 11715, 15385, and 7555. The last time we did hear them a few weeks ago, they were barely modulating. And we may now anticipate no more family radio all over our shortwave dials starting May 21st, 2011, because Harold Camping has carefully computed that date will be the end of the gospel. We'll be looking for that little station in New South Wales, Radio Simbon. I instead heard something equally interesting, but quite a bit closer. The seventh harmonic of a long-wave beacon in La Mesa, Texas, LSA, on 2366 kilohertz. That's 7 times 338. This was December 30th at 1249 with its continuous ID in Morse code over and over. Believe it or not, there are now two stations on 1210 in Pennsylvania, not only 50 kilowatt clear channel WPHT in Philadelphia, but WANB in Waynesburg in the southwestern part of the state has just moved there from 1580, says Fred Schroyer, IRCA. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued January 5th. ANK indices steady at 5 and 2 through February 1st. Solar flux fluctuating, rising to a peak of 84 January 12th to 14th, dipping to 76 the 18th and 19th, back up to 80 from the 21st to 28th. And that's World of Radio number 1494. Glenn Hauser, hoping you've enjoyed the program and will hear me again next week.